This is the Closet Geek episode 103 for October 22nd, 2015.
I'm Commander Shepard, and the Closet Geek is my favorite podcast in the Citadel. I should go.
And play. Play this Closet song.
Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks.
Need like a heavy metal version of this.
Comics and games and tech and Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek and Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek.
Hey guys, this is the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek. To bring you the best and latest geeky news, I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have Ryan, Michael, and John!
Hello!
We even have our names.
Hi, guys. Yeah, your names are on there. Everyone will be able
there
to see your names, and
and
they'll be like, hey, I know who that is.
Now
except
I
don't
are.
Have my...
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have my name.
Yeah, you're the host. It's all good.
I can't hear you, Ryan.
I'm down here.
Are you on mute?
Yes, because I have people talking in the background.
Oh,
sorry.
Tell them to silence.
Yes.
I get it. So, don't you know that we're doing a professional production here?
So professional. All right.
We do this all the time.
Shall we go? Let's go to our first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we can recommend for you guys to check out. So... Hi, did you guys do anything geeky actually this week?
Dude, I did so much, I'm losing sleep over my geekiness.
Oh, losing sleep over his geekiness. All right, why don't you start then?
Sure.
Losing sleep over geekiness.
Well, as you obviously know from last week's episode, I was trying to broadcast Thursday night just after setup for Anime Bonsai. The next
Bonsai!
3 days after that.
Bonsai!
Yeah, the next 3 days after that, I was basically working from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. and getting as much sleep as I could in the meantime. It was awesome. We had just over, I believe, 4,000 attendees. Our numbers were consistent since last year, but lower in the grand scheme of our growth pattern that we've normally been having. We blame Salt Lake Comic Con. Salt Lake Comic Con.
Dang, Salt Lake Comic
Con.
It's 1 month before our convention,
right?
And everybody,
people need to.
Everybody
can choose which conventions
up
they go
into,
to.
They get caught up into the pop culture of this Comic Cons, and they end up blowing their entire savings getting pictures and and autographs from Chris Evans or the people who were there, and so they end up. Not having the money
hotels.
To go to the convention.
Yeah.
I mean,
food.
Whatever. Yeah, food, travel, whatever they need to do. And so they don't go to the convention the next month. Now, oddly enough, we've maintained our numbers, which means the people that we've lost, we've made up in by advertising and so forth. But overall, it was a really great con. It was our video games-themed anime convention. So we did.
Oh, that's right.
We had voice actors and so forth who had done voice acting in anime based off of games. Bleh. And as the medical director, I didn't have any issues all week, which was great.
That's
it was
good.
A good, healthy.
So no one died.
Nobody
Not
died.
On my watch.
No chest compressions required.
That's good.
However, as the emergency services portion of my directorship. The fire alarm went off Friday in the middle of the con. And so we're all like,
nice.
We're all like, oh, fire alarm's going off. Evacuate the building. And I can happily say we were 95% evacuated in 2.5 minutes before we were giving the all clear by the building that it was a false alarm. So
that's good.
We were way ahead of the 5 minute preferred limit by fire chiefs to evacuate large buildings. So I was happy that the emergency preparedness plan I created for the con worked flawlessly.
Yay, good.
Cha-ching. So I felt pretty dang good about that. But overall,
you should put that on your resume.
You
ushered 4,000 people to safety.
Yeah, there you go.
This way, please.
I am ushering you. It was pretty awesome. I wasn't expecting it because the lights started flashing, but the alarm was only on the outside, not on the inside of the building for some reason. Hmm. So flashing lights and everybody. Anyway, it went really well. Gosh, it was so jam-packed, but we are looking hugely forward to a new year because this year, 3/4 of our staff was replaced. And so a lot of people were new. They were brought in halfway through the prep season. And so that one was tough. Two, our servers died. And so all the emails and normal communications that we had was crazy. But this new year, we have a new website going up. We have a mobile app we're creating for our con, which is huge. It's so great. And we have, now that everybody's situated in their positions, it's going to run so much better this next year than it did this year. So the people who loved it, we really appreciate you. The people who hated it, I understand it
was
a rough year, but, you know, keep coming.
Get over it.
Well, we are a 100% volunteer staff, so none of us get paid for it. It's all non-profit, and so every dollar we make goes right back into the con. So, you know, if you wanted a more professional, well, we run a pretty professional con, but there's cons out there that pay their directors and people to do it all year. So,
sure.
Anyway, Mythic Realms LARPing, I just was LARPing last night. So I came home early, though, because I was tired. Been geeking out so hard. I have a new figurine I got for my desk at work from Anime Bonsai.
Yeah.
I had to find something that was work appropriate.
Right. Which
know,
is hard to do when
which
it comes
is hard
to anime.
So I ended up getting the Alfheim character avatar for Asuna.
Asuna.
From Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
And so that was it. It's a action pose of a figurine of her, and it looks really great. And so I have that on my desk now, and along with a couple of new manga and so forth that I need to go through.
I thought your figure had blue hair.
Yeah.
That's why it was kind of threw me out. Oh.
The Alfheim avatar of Asuna.
Not the
Sword Art Online avatar.
For some reason, I have blue hair.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
no,
because
yeah,
she's the elf.
The fairy.
She's the elfin. Yeah, they're fairies or elves. Well, obviously with the name of Alfheim, which is the world of elves in Norse mythology.
Right.
All right. And if you are a Thor fan, you should know that. All right.
Yeah.
Or
and then
if you're a Norse mythology fan.
There you go. I'm both. So, and lastly, I finished Bakuman, which was the monthly anime for SLC Anime, which is about the two middle schoolers to high school, you know,
the two guys
who are trying to get into being manga artists.
Right.
Yeah. And wow, I have thoroughly enjoyed this. From, you know, the music is amazing. I always watched the opening theme song, which is usually you skip it, but it was so good I would watch it each time. So it was great. Wonderful character development, great script, just overall amazing show. It's going to get an 8.5 from me.
Wow.
So which is a pretty high ranking for me. So I've highly recommend it because especially if you are new to anime, this is a great anime to kind of ease yourself into because it feels a lot more like a sitcom where you kind of, you know, it's not too crazy. There's nothing, you know, crazy with the animation itself. The story's pretty slice of life, you know, but it just draws you in because you really want them to succeed. And it has a little bit of romance on the side to drive the plot line. So very good show. Two thumbs up. Highly recommend Bakuman.
Bakuman.
I can keep going, but sweet. I am done for the week.
All right. Ryan.
Well, let's see. I did a little bit of work in the shop. I'm reading a book called Revenant.
Oh, is that the one that the movie's based on?
Yes.
Cool.
Yep, it's a historical fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
Book, and so far it's pretty good, you know.
Because the movie comes out in December, right?
I don't know. I just saw the preview and I go, oh, that looks interesting. Oh,
right.
It's based on the book.
Based on
okay.
The book. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, cool. A couple chapters in, and it's already like starting off really a lot of action, a lot of
cool,
good stuff going on.
Good.
Oh, it's not very poetic. It's not. It's not like he's like a very poetic writer. He doesn't.
He just not very gets, poetic, so he's not a poetic writer.
Well, I don't know how else to say it. He just gets to the point. He just tells, this is what's happening, this is it, you know, rather than like Hemingway goes on for like paragraph after paragraph describing the sunset or something, right?
Right.
So he just says,
like Robert Jordan.
Yeah. He's just like, the sun went down and then they went to sleep.
So he's not,
I'm cool with that.
Okay with that too.
Yeah.
All right.
I started to do a book too. That's cool.
I've been collecting jewelry for my Xerxes cosplay.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Because you have to have all, like, is it brass or is it gold?
Gold. It's gold plated.
Yeah.
It's gold filled. It's cheap stuff off of eBay.
Right.
Here you go.
Be like, I'm not going to spend
14
money.
14 karat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, but it's like so thin and you can scratch it off with your finger.
Yeah, right. But that's all right. It's for costume. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
Putting
you don't
that
want
together.
To spend too much on it.
I'm not. Yeah. What I'm doing is, he's got tons and tons of this rope and
yeah, and
beads
he has like
and stuff like that.
Nose piercings and
yeah,
eyebrow piercings and.
So what I'm going to do is buy the thing that it looks like in gold, and then cast more of it out of plastic and then just paint it gold.
Oh.
Oh yeah. I mean, it would be a lot lighter and
it would be saving me money too.
Right, right.
So
key point. That's always
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like money.
Yep. And then yep. I still got weight to lose for that cosplay though.
So, well, you've got almost a year.
Well, I've lost in the past 3 months 20 pounds.
Wow,
so
that's
about
good.
Nice.
Pounds a month. It's not too bad. That's pretty on track.
Sometimes. That's actually a healthy weight loss.
Yeah. Yeah. I
like
didn't want
to. 2 pounds a week is healthy weight loss or something like that.
Yeah.
1 to 2 pounds a week. Yeah, that would be considered healthy.
So I'm sitting at around 7. So I'm above average.
Good job.
Yay. So yeah, I
still have 45
too.
To go.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's better than 65.
Yes, that's true.
That's right.
Cool.
Man.
Sweet. All right. John, what'd you do?
Me.
Well,
I picked up and read one of the fairly new Star Wars books called Aftermath. It takes place.
Yeah, that's the one right after Episode 6.
Yeah, it takes place right after.
Oh wait,
Return of the Jedi.
Can I pause you for 1 second?
What?
Well, only because we have a question. We have a specific question in the chat room for Ryan. Are you doing any special workout plans or freestyling your workouts?
Well, in the past 3 months, I did Jim Wendler's 531. It's a powerlifting-centric template. Yeah, and I got really really good results with that. But now I haven't been doing that anymore because I don't have a gym membership anymore.
Oh!
So, well, I've been trying to build my home gym. So I've got dumbbells, I've got a barbell, I've got some cables and stuff like that. So I don't have a squat rack, so I can't really do anything more than a front squat. So what I have to do is clean the bar off the ground and then rest it on my front. So
doesn't that also limit you for the amount of weight you can possibly try and work out with because you don't have a spotter?
That kind of method where you have to lift it off the ground is limited by how much you can lift off the ground.
Right.
Rather than how much you can put on your back. So I've been kind of following Dan John. He's a really popular strength coach, and he's got a lot of cool programs that he's come up with. So I've been following his Southwood program, which is a complex of barbell front squats and stuff like that. So it's been pretty good.
Cool.
So, okay. Sorry.
Yay for crowd participation.
Thank you, Renara, for that question.
See, all I do is take meth, and it helps me lose weight, so I'm good.
That's not true. Don't listen to him.
No, it is, because I'm on Adderall, and so it's, you know, it kills your appetite. And so I've lost like 5 pounds since I started. It's
okay.
Healthy weight loss.
Right.
Yeah,
dude, chicken breasts and broccoli, you cannot eat too much of that. And I challenge anyone to get fat on eating just chicken breasts and broccoli. It's like impossible.
No. Yeah,
that's so much. You can fit so much chicken breasts and broccoli in your gut that it's not a surprise that bodybuilders use that as their staple, because you can eat tons of it, you'd be so full, and then you're still under your calories for the week. So, cool. On the flip side, if that's all you eat, it gets pretty boring.
you gotta try different styles for the chicken,
different sauces.
Well, seasonings.
Seasonings. Sauces usually include extra calories.
Seasonings are zero.
I've been doing it for 3 months. It's boring. I've tried all the seasonings.
Hey, at least you're not eating like boiled eggs, man.
Right, I am eating boiled eggs.
Where we talk about the food that we eat.
Hey,
that's right.
It happens. All right,
John, you're reading Star Wars.
Yes, let's get back to something.
About the aftermath.
Yeah, so Star Wars Aftermath, it takes place immediately after Return of the Jedi. So, the New Republic, I think they call themselves the New Republic. They're trying to, solidify solidify everything. Everything's completely in chaos because there are some systems where the Empire is still strong, and just because they won the war or won the battle at the second Death Star outside of Endor, there's still plenty of Empire leadership that's in place, and so that's basically what this book is about, is how the Empire is trying to solidify their position, and so the majority of the book takes place on a planet, that's new to the universe that we've never really heard of before. But there's this secret meeting of a lot of really high placed Imperials on this planet, where they try to get together and try to figure out what the heck's going on and what, how to proceed and what. So of course none of them can agree on anything, but ultimately somehow find out, and Wedge Antilles is kind of featured prominently in this book, but more as like a plot driver rather than actually like a character in the book.
I thought you were going to say as a pilot, and I was like, well, yeah, that's kind of a given.
Because most of the characters that are in the book are new. They don't, unlike Heir to the Empire by Timothy Zahn. And the Thrawn trilogy that came out years and years ago, where he talked about, specifically about, Han and Luke and Leia and all the characters, what they were doing, so many years after Return of the Jedi. This takes place immediately after, and it's really about how the non-hero people are dealing with the fallout from the war that's going on. So there's a lot of characters that are introduced, and you can tell.
And it's all part of the canon now, right?
Yeah, it is part of the canon. And you can tell he's setting things up for other stuff, because he introduces characters that are like maybe like an interlude, and he talks talks about a particular character, and then that character is never really mentioned again in the entire book. So there's a lot of that going on. So in a way, it's kind of disjointed because you're kind of bouncing around a lot, and a lot of characters are getting introduced, and it's kind of hard to keep track of really everything that's going on. But then there's this main plot line that continues through the story. But at the very end of the book, one of the Imperials that was at this secret meeting, she kind of goes back, and it turns out that the whole meeting was actually the plan of her supervisor, who was the Grand Admiral, who she initially said was dead, but he's not actually dead. So they don't name who this Grand Admiral is at the end of the book. They you know, it is referred to as a he, and that he's a schemer and trying to put this all together. So a lot of people are like, okay, who is it? Is it Thrawn? Is it this guy's version of Thrawn? A lot of people are like, yeah, woo. And, you know, I don't see that happening because Thrawn is, you know, I'm sure the character is owned by Timothy Zahn since he wrote the books, but, or I don't know if all the characters are licensed under Lucas and anybody can do
it. It could be under the publisher.
I don't know. Or another opinion is that this Grand Admiral is the character, the Commander Snoke, that is going to be played by Serkis. What's
played
his
by the Serkis.
Andy. Yeah, I was going to say Anthony, but I was like, that's not right. So yeah, Andy Serkis. So. And we know that it's a CGI character in the movie, but they didn't talk about, you know, in the book, it didn't say if he was an alien or a human, just, you know, just a he. So that's kind of interesting. The only thing is that the next book doesn't come out until after the movie.
Yeah. I had a friend that read it, and she reviewed it, and she thought that the whole book was kind of bland.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I think a lot of it has to do with he's setting things up for like the rest of the trilogy.
Right.
But, there were some parts where I thought were pretty cool, but.
I have a coworker. He was talking about the book today and he didn't sound very excited when he talked about it, but he had to tell, you know, the other guy in our team.
It was pretty short. I mean, I
that it was there.
Is it worth purchasing?
No. No, no, no.
Okay. Then I'm not going to worry about it.
No, I definitely, I checked it out from the library, so, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I'm going. I mean, maybe wait until, you know, maybe paperback, you know, but.
If it's not worth purchasing, I'm just going to wait until it comes to the library.
Right. Yeah. Just check it out for the library. I mean, it's kind of fun to read because you know that it's like, okay, this is canon leading up to The Force Awakens. And so you can kind of see how, you know, like bits and pieces of maybe what will eventually become the First Order, and that kind of stuff. And so, so we'll see. The only other thing really worth mentioning is that yesterday we did Back to the Future Marathon for Back to the Future Day. So that was, we watched all three. And
did you see Michael J. Fox on Jimmy Kimmel with Doc Brown?
No, I missed that. I've seen.
They did a whole, like, I don't know, it was probably a 10-minute skit where they were their characters from Back to the Future.
And like, 2015 cool. Stakes.
Yeah, basically.
So, yeah. That's funny. But, so that was fun. You know, got to celebrate Back to the Future Day. And,
I had fun posting a few things on the Facebook page for that day. So,
yeah, no, there were a lot of fun things, but at least now we don't have to see the constant memes of every time be like, it's almost time, like we've been seeing for years. The date's almost here.
Yeah.
It's almost back to the future, and just like
now,
I know.
Never, you know what? We're never gonna hear about Back to the Future again.
Nope.
Because it's like, what's the
point? I bet 20 years from now when they remake it.
Nah.
I bet
when
you
they have a flying
make...
car, people will go, "Hey, remember?"
Yeah. Actual.
Well, I bet they try to make October 21st like an official Back to the Future date.
Oh no.
And just make it every year is this is official
well,
Back to the Future.
Well, I guess it would be as bad as May the 4th.
Sure.
So that's not
that
bad.
Is it
bad? Awesome.
That was driven by the fans.
That's
that was
not bad.
Driven.
Yeah, well,
it was
no,
driven by the
like...
fans and endorsed by Star Wars.
Eventually, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I'm just saying it's a similar situation where...
All right, Barry,
oh, hey, one geeky thing I forgot to mention was Hearthstone.
Oh, good. Ooh. You still playing
yes.
that?
Well,
what rank are you now?
It's debatable. Well, see, I played Tavern Brawl today.
Okay.
And, I like Tavern Brawl.
And this week's Tavern Brawl for me was... You use your own cards.
It was cuckoo.
Yeah, it was cuckoo. You use your own cards to build a deck. You have to pick a character, use your own cards, and then the character's special abilities are different. And they change.
Okay.
So a priest usually will heal for 2 points, but it randomly changes every time you use the special ability. So it'll be like draw a card from your deck or summon 2 skeletons or, you know, heal everyone on the battlefield for 1 point or something like that. So
it sounds annoying.
Well, it's very...
It sounds fun.
It is
chaos.
It's very interesting. I don't have really good cards, right? I don't like... All my legendaries are the most common legendaries that nobody really puts
exactly.
in their decks, right? I went up against this guy who had every kind of cool, rare, epic card you can think of in the new set.
And they're all gold, right?
Some of them were, yeah, the animated ones. And I'm like, this is so unfair.
Right.
This is so unfair.
Yeah, that's
but
why I don't play Hearthstone.
I got him down to 14 health before he killed me.
Yeah.
So
that's more than halfway.
Yeah, so anyway. I don't know. It's a... I think I'm done with that game forever.
Yeah.
It's a pay to
I mean, it really is. Unless you're willing to seriously put some crazy money into
it.
It's either
pay to win or dedicate a lot of time to it to still get
and
the
that's
cards.
True. Because, for example, World of Warcraft, that, the same can be said for that. It's like you can't really win unless you unless that's your only hobby. You have to play the game all the time to get the best gear and stuff like that.
I got some magic
and I can understand that, but
nice.
I'm just done with that.
That's why I like Heroes of the Storm. It's not pay to win. You can't pay to win in that game. You can pay to get the other characters, but that doesn't mean you're going to outplay the character that I'm playing.
Right.
And so I really enjoy that about it. It's not like, oh, I have, you know, items and stuff because there are
no
items.
It really is skill-based.
It's skill-based.
It's
first-person shooter skills.
Yeah.
Speaking of first-person shooters, we'll...
Go, Barry.
I'm so excited to play Overwatch.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want to get in on that beta when it comes... 5 more days!
Was that Overwatch, was that the Blizzard?
Yeah.
Because they did that.
It's Blizzard's new 5-on-5... First person shooter.
Right. Yeah. It was the one that had that really cool mini movie.
Yeah.
When they revealed it.
Announcement video.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super.
That's cool.
Oh. I mean, and it's a closed beta, so you have to get the beta key to get in.
Yes. Right.
You know.
Yeah. It's not open beta.
I really hope I can get that email.
Yeah.
And I have to quickly apologize to our Twitch listeners, like, I don't know how to change the title of our broadcast, like, live. It won't update. I put it in the title of the broadcast, and I click update, and it's like, error.
Oh, no.
And so the title of our broadcast right now is
Untitled
Broadcast.
Yay.
But, you know, I can edit it post, you know, and edit the title, but I don't know. So
you need to edit before we start.
Well, it won't update. It says error. But anyway, so this
error
week I got some I got some gaming in as well. You know, of course, Heroes of the Storm is always my go-to. But we had a little family game time. We rented Mario Kart 8 for the Wii U and played that together.
Ooh.
And it was a lot of fun, but we were glad that we rented it first, because now we know that it's probably not going to be a game we buy yet, because like the only people that could play it are me, Crystal,
kids didn't quite.
And well, the our oldest,
the dexterity,
you know, Grayson,
required to he race
could, he could do it, but like our six-year-old and four-year-old, they can't do it.
Right.
And so it wasn't fun for them. And so we're like, okay. And I'm like, I want to rent more games so we could test them out. But our local place where you can rent games like has like five Wii U games,
right,
and they're always checked out.
Right.
And so I'm like, you know, I'm going to go check out Gamefly, which
I was about to say, I'm surprised you hadn't already.
It's the Netflix version, basically, of for video games.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's and
a fairly decent explanation.
And they have a try it a free trial for a month. So right. I signed up, and I have Super Smash Brothers being mailed to me currently, and I'm super
excited.
No pun intended excited to play that.
And it's super fun.
It's to be super fun, and so I'm gonna try that out. But also, in conjunction with setting up a free monthly account of Gamefly, they gave me a free promotional code for Hulu Plus for a free month, and which was really cool because my wife and I finished season one of The Flash this week.
Oh.
And so we were able to watch the
season two
episode one last night. Just like, yeah, woo! We really, really, really like The Flash. It's lots of fun. And,
yeah, I need to watch this week's and last week's stuff. I haven't.
Yeah,
been
so
able
there's
to,
yeah,
know,
so there's
dedicate.
There's three episodes out, and so you can catch. We plan on catching up on those, and my wife is just like, she's like, oh, and we like saw all the different TV shows that are on Hulu that aren't on Netflix, and Crystal's like, oh, I'm gonna want to subscribe to this after a month. and I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, there's two levels of subscription.
Feeding
ads
the
and no ads.
Feeding
That's
the
right.
addiction.
I'm almost tempted
That's
to
right.
go with the no ads because it's getting
I know.
Annoying.
I actually pay for the no ads subscription.
It's only like $2 more a month?
No, it's $4 more.
Oh, $4
goes,
more. So it's
goes
12
8
a month?
To 12, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Is it worth it?
Well, it would probably be more worth it for people that watched more TV than we do. But
I hate commercials with
I mean,
passion.
I do too. I really do too. And and you know, it was really getting to the point where they were showing commercials for shows that we absolutely have no interest or like, I mean, they would show, we would be watching like The Flash, and they would show a commercial for Masters of Sex from the Showtime channel. And I'm like,
what?
Why
what?
In the world would you show us that? In the
Because don't they have some sort of advertising algorithm based
apparently,
off of what you watch?
Apparently,
oh!
Well, apparently.
No, they don't.
It's broken. It's random.
No, because what they were, you know, because it was when their Showtime service started, so they were really trying to push it. And I'm like, why would that be the move? What, you know, why would that be the show that you use to promote Showtime? But, you know,
because
so that was like,
people will get Showtime to watch.
That was, that was kind of the last straw for us. We almost canceled our Hulu because we were just like, this is dumb. If we're going to see commercials like this, then, you know, we can wait until it comes out next year and we'll watch it on Netflix.
Netflix, yeah. But, I did also get a book. New book. I was able to finally get Jim Butcher's new book from the library, which is called The Aeronauts Windlass.
Cool. Mine's on hold.
And
I haven't gotten notification yet.
And I've only read the prologue so far, but he's, you know, he's definitely like in my top three favorite authors, and so I'm looking forward to reading this new book and super excited.
I think I've read everything that Butcher has written.
Yeah, well, he's only written the Dresden Files
I've read
and
the entire,
Codex of Alera.
Right, so I've read the entire Dresden, I've read all the
Dredd. Yeah, so he's written like 20 books.
Yeah, that's a lot of books.
Like, yeah. Well, it's just like I've read all of like Rick Riordan's books, and that's like 20 some odd books.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, I'm 30% into Magnus Chase, which is the Norse mythology one.
Oh, yeah.
It's
fun. Yeah, because the Aeronauts Windlass, it's a steampunk adventure, right?
Yeah, it is.
Mixed with fantasy.
I mean, it's not total steampunk, but it has steampunk elements, yes, because, I mean, they're in airships, and they, you know, it talks about people all wearing, like, the goggles and stuff like that. So it has steampunk elements, but I love
somebody's wearing goggles. It's steampunk.
Well, yeah, when you look at the series, the Leviathan series, all right? The Leviathan Behemoth.
Yeah, they call it an airship. It's steampunk.
It's steampunk, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
Does it run on steam?
Aspects.
Then it's steampunk. Unless the airship runs on magic.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know what they run on yet, so I only read the prologue.
Running in little.
What was that D&D expansion that had the pirate ships in outer space?
Spelljammer.
That was
Spelljammer.
Oh, I know people hated it.
I thought it was awesome.
Like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
It's because I think we loved pirates and space, and putting both together, we're like, yeah.
Yeah, you can. I think didn't we have like a hammerhead
in space?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Hammerhead ship.
All right. Yeah. Well, that was it for me for my geeky week, and that's it for all of us for this week in geek.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next segment of the show, the Weekly Geek. This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week and things that we find interesting that we'd like to talk about. And so let's jump right into it.
Do we really need to talk about anything other than the fact that the Star Wars trailer released this week? Is there really anything else we're going to talk about? No. So let's just talk about that.
It was the saturation of Facebook. All I saw was that.
Oh, I know. My Twitter feed was like... Brrr.
I think something happened in Star Wars World today.
I thought it was funny because I saw a meme of old Obi-Wan Kenobi from A New Hope when after Alderaan explodes, you know, he's like, I feel a disturbance in the Force. And he's like, I feel a disturbance in the Force. Tonight... geeks all over the world are going to watch football.
Oh yeah, right.
because it premiered on Monday Night Football.
But see,
so,
I knew that it was going to be on the internet, like immediately.
Yeah, I'm like, please, when it went live on television, it was released.
I think it was silly.
Well,
I think it was silly that it aired. Football, because everybody else, I mean, everybody knows that it was going to be on the internet. Why watch football? That's dumb. Anyway. So, okay.
Wham!
What are your
for all those people who like football?
I like football.
Don't get me wrong. That's not what I was saying. I enjoy football just as much as the next.
I enjoy football, but strangely, I have not seen a football game this entire season.
But I did think that it was kind of a marketing weirdness that they were like, putting the new Star Wars.
It was brilliant.
All
those sports fans know what Star Wars is.
Sure.
And they probably had no idea that there's a new Star Wars movie because
they're
like, oh, what? What is this?
I don't know.
There's a Star Wars movie coming out?
If you don't know there's a Star Wars movie coming out, you've obviously been fans of Star Wars.
I ran into people who had no clue.
So there are people that
I work with three guys who know more about the Star Wars universe than the three of you combined, and they are hardcore sports fans as well. It's kind of creepy to listen to them talk Star Wars. I just feel like ostracized.
What did you guys think of the trailer? What did you guys think?
Okay.
It was a trailer.
Okay.
I'm like, what do you want? What do you want from me?
Okay. Throw Mike out of here. What kind of reviewer are you?
Done.
It looked like A New Hope in 1080p.
What?
No, the people.
Like
what are you talking about?
It had like the mute.
Nice.
Okay. So, no, seriously, I thought it was awesome.
It was
like
super exciting. Although I thought it was really interesting that you still did not see Luke in the whole trailer.
No.
No, you saw his robot hand.
But we don't know if that's really Luke.
Shut up.
Everybody is assuming that that's Luke.
Because you've had the voiceover of his voice.
Right. But everybody's assuming, but confirmed. And he's not even in the official.
I say Luke is gone, has gone to the dark side.
That's the current speculation.
So,
it's that
isn't he on the trailer? Why isn't he on the poster? Yeah.
All those internet trolls that there was existing. Oh yes, the media gets it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, boycott Star Wars.
And, like, the funny thing is, the people who started that were known sparse troll sites.
That's
and the media was like, oh, let's roll with this.
It's almost like The Onion put something out.
Yes.
Everybody knows that it's a satire site. So
some of those guys really like Stephen Colbert, you know, live it up, you know, and so you don't know if he's serious or not. Anyway, so thumbs up for me.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff in that trailer. If you really go, I mean, how many times have you guys seen it?
About four times.
I've watched it about
twice.
So there's a lot of stuff in that trailer that if you go back and rewatch it a bunch of times, then you catch things each time you watch it.
Yeah, like the X-Wings and the TIE Fighters, they're fighting right in the atmosphere.
Right. There's two scenes of that. There's the one scene.
That's the death planet. That's right. The Death Star planet.
Well, because on the poster, you've seen the poster, right? And it's got like that thing that kind of looks like the Death Star, but it's if you look at it closely enough, it's like this huge trench that's dug into the side of the planet.
Yes.
And so there is a scene.
Star Killer
base. Yeah. So there is that scene that Ryan was talking about where they're flying in the air and you see trenches on the ground. But there's also the other scene where they're flying, fighting in the atmosphere. And it's more of like a jungle planet, like a wet, a lot of water and stuff. So right. I think it's interesting that we haven't seen any space battles footage.
No. Yeah.
It's all in atmosphere footage that we've seen so far.
They're tying it in with Battlefront.
You didn't see any space battles, but you did see his TIE fighter falling from space.
That's
so
true.
There was a space scene, but not a space battle.
Yeah, we've seen space scenes where starships are flying through them. But
I think the
no actual space battle.
For me, the best thing that I saw was the actors, the two new actors, the guy and the girl.
Yeah.
Their reactions watching the trailer.
Oh yes, did you see that?
It was so cute and heartwarming.
Like,
and because,
she like got all teary eyed. She's like,
and he was freaking out too.
Yeah, he flipped out.
I could, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know what he was thinking. What I'm guessing was that he can remember filming that,
right.
But of course, it's front of a green screen or a warehouse.
See the full effect.
You guys talked about Ridley.
The original
trilogy
actors, they never got the benefit to see stuff like this before the movie came out.
Trailers.
One thing I found interesting is Finn's reaction when he runs into Kylo Ren in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like Luke in the very first episode against Darth Vader. You know, it's
that's
the comparison. Yeah, he looks so unprepared. He's like, I have this thing that lights up, and I know it. Hurts people, you know. That's about the experience that he has probably at that point in time. There's probably a lot of similarities at all.
Just like there were a lot of similarities with J.J. Abrams' Star Trek.
Right.
It stands on its own.
Right.
But it's all familiar characters. It's all familiar situations.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if Harrison gets his wish. have a
and dies.
Well, there's a lot of
there's going to be a character killed off.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation that Han is going to die. In fact, there's a scene in the trailer where it shows that Rey is like crying over a dead body.
You know.
And there's speculation that it could be Han, it could be Poe Dameron,
it could be anyone, it could be Luke.
Well, right.
Although
it's not Luke, because we know that Mark Hamill has been cast in Episode 8.
So he could be a ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I never even thought about that. That's cool. Maybe he's like the ghost trait.
Yeah, like Obi-Wan Kenobi was.
Yeah.
What I thought was also in the trailer
is... had an idea.
You heard it first. You heard it first on the Closet Geek. All right, Michael. Yep.
But no, you sometimes forget how tall the actress is that plays Captain Phasma.
Oh, okay.
It's Phasma, right?
That's how I'm saying it.
Okay.
Phasma.
But when you get her amongst the other stormtroopers, she is literally an entire head taller than the rest of the stormtroopers.
Stormtrooper?
aren't you a little tall?
Yeah,
right.
She's 6'3".
Yes.
Put her in boots and a helmet. She's going to be 6'6". Right. Easily.
Easy. Yeah but I think... pilot. So she's
doing everything. She's like cross-trained. It's my first-hand experience. I cannot fit in the cockpit of an F-16. You're too tough.
Yeah.
I tried. Yeah. But it's cool up to my chin.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
You have to be short to get in those.
Yeah. Like Tom Cruise short. That's why he was cast, because he could fit. No, but there's a lot of stuff... The things that you didn't catch, unless you kind of watch it a number of different times and tie it into the other trailers and other footage that we've seen from like the Comic-Con and stuff like that.
Ooh, did you see that fan?
Yeah,
of all the trailers.
He basically took like all of the footage that we've seen and put it all together in one long. And when you put it all together like that, there's stuff that kind of like ties together. You're like, oh. That was from this, and we saw this, and so one thing that people have started noticing is that at one point in time, Poe Dameron has his leather jacket or whatever. In the new trailer, when it shows Finn walking through the sand, he's carrying the jacket. And then actually even later when Poe and Finn see each other, when everybody's running around getting into their ships at the Rebel base and stuff, Finn is still wearing the jacket. And so we know that Poe gets captured and obviously tortured by Kylo Ren. So does Finn rescue him and so they escape and that somehow he gets the jacket or something. It's really interesting to see how it all
maybe it's a squad jacket and everybody has one.
I am going to say it now. As soon as the movie comes out, December 18th, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you guys have your tickets?
No, I don't. And so I'm going to go off of all social media.
Oh,
until I actually see the movie.
Until you see the movie, yeah.
So it may be a week.
Yeah, my plan.
I don't know if I can do it.
Well, you don't need to go off of social media. Just ignore any Star Wars posts.
Well, it's impossible. Scrolling down my feed. Hey, guess who died? Dang it!
Yeah. No. Can't. Doesn't Facebook have a thing now where it's like an anti-spoiler setting? No, I'm serious.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure they do. They kind of came out with it not too long ago where you can actually go in and you can filter out.
You type in
anti-spoiler.
That's what I'm doing. Anti-spoiler setting Facebook.
Yeah, you like type basic, like
basically you type, type in, a in filter. Star Wars.
Yeah, you type in a filter.
It's called Silencer.
Yeah, and it filters out anybody that's talking about whatever topic you have put in the settings.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
They also have add-ons for like your Google Chrome, right. They have a Spoiler Shield, which does the same thing.
Or Google Plus or whatever. Yeah, so I mean, there is a way to get around that if you still want to do Facebook and but yeah, my plan is honestly, I mean, all of the opening day tickets are sold out, like across the world, from what I understand. People are trying to resell tickets on eBay for like $10,000 for
That's
opening day.
That's just ridiculous. Why would I do that? I'm like, I'll wait 24 and hours and get
what,
it for $12 to
$14.
Movie is
going to be exactly the same 24 hours later.
Right.
You know,
that's why I'm like,
I'll,
you know what?
I'll probably
I won't see it on Thursday. I'll see it on Saturday or something.
Honestly, I'm planning on seeing it like on Tuesday, in the middle of the day.
I might even get an early showing. That's why I have to purchase my ticket.
I'm going to go to like the 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Nobody's going to be in the theater, you know.
Yeah. Right.
And so, you know, I can wait a few days.
Except my theater doesn't do 11 a.m. showings during the week.
Well, that's true.
Small town.
You got
your town. Your town is like the size of my church.
I'm surprised your town has.
There is, right?
Yeah, your town has a theater.
We're not that.
It's a single screen.
We're not that.
It's a single screen theater. It's been there.
With,
you know,
it's been there since the
1920s.
It's still a drive-in.
It's a drive-in.
Yeah, it's
drive-in with
still
two
called a silver screen. Hey, we still have a drive-in in Utah. It's like six screens.
But yeah, I mean, that's I don't know. I think that the way that Abrams is doing this is awesome. Because
have you noticed the lack of lens flares?
Yeah, well, that's true. but honestly,
well,
when you watch,
he's trying to follow Star Wars, not Star Trek.
When you watch the trailer, what did we really learn?
Nothing.
Nothing, really.
It's all speculation and fun.
We just saw images. We just like saw this and saw that.
The trailer's doing exactly what they wanted it to do.
Right. It's doing exactly what a trailer is supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's to get people excited to see the movie without spoiling anything. You know,
well,
that's
what's nice is there's not a lot of dialogue. It's just action.
There's some trailers out there that
just
you watch the 2-minute trailer.
The entire movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like
the new Terminator one.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Where we're like, none of
like,
us
where,
none of
like,
us
the
are
twist
going to,
of the
yeah.
movie was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Why would you
Seriously.
Do that? So, yeah. But I think, you know.
That was dumb.
He's good at doing trailers for movies. I mean, we know that he's also really good at locking down information in regards to, you know, whatever project he's working on. I mean, how long did he go? I mean, really up until the movie was released, that did people, it was never really said that Cumberbatch's character in Into the Darkness was Khan.
Yeah. You know?
I think we found out like a month before. Even in the trailer, he was called something else. And Abrams actually created footage just for the trailer in order to throw people off.
Which is exactly what we should expect.
They did that for Star Trek, The Search for Spock, where they showed Captain Kirk being disintegrated by a phaser.
Oh, yeah.
That was in, like, the trailer, just to, like, mess with people's heads if that happened. Yeah.
So
that's what a trailer should be.
So knowing that J.J. Abrams does this with his trailers, you know, maybe we can take some of the stuff that we've seen with kind of a grain of salt.
Yeah, like the whole Han Solo thing. It's all real. All of it. Right? They could have totally dubbed that in just
That's
for the trailer.
True. They could have.
With Greedo shooting first?
It's
all real.
All of it.
Like, get out.
Except for the non-canon universe. Ignore that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Disney's going to release the movies, the trilogy, unedited. The original theatrical releases, right? Did they do that yet?
They haven't done it, but
they said they were going to.
But
they don't have the rights to it.
Sure. What do you mean they don't have the rights to it?
No, it's under Fox. The original trilogy is still under Fox distribution. They don't have the
rights.
Oh, was that a fake spoiler?
It may have been. Yeah. And now, I know that there was also like a.
What about the Netflix rumor?
Right, there was a rumor that they were going to do Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, but they never found any information in regards to A New Hope, because A New Hope is still under Fox's
distribution. And they will never let it go.
So that's why I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No way.
I don't know if they'll ever really do. I mean, they may eventually, but
I don't know. Disney's pretty persuasive with their, you know, 9-digit numbers.
It's probably on the internet somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, it is. You can. Yeah, there is a fan recreation, and yeah, you can look it up and you can watch it online where you can see the original cut of the movie. But
or I could just pull out my VHS.
Yeah,
I still have a VHS player, and it is all hooked up to my big entertainment center, and it still works.
That's awesome. So, anyway, is there anything else that we want to talk about?
Well, now, cuckoo clock.
It's time.
Time for Geeky Trivia!
Woo! All right, so this week on Geeky Trivia, I actually have official Star Wars trivia cards. It's still in the shrink wrap. Let me see if
Star
I can
Wars
open these.
Heavy today.
That's right.
Yes, we are celebrating.
It's all Star Wars, baby. Wars.
You know, it was either Back to the Future or Star Wars, right?
Yeah, but there's nothing to talk about Back to the Future.
It's all happened.
Other than
this is from the Star Wars trivia game. There's 650 plus Star Wars questions.
So buckle down, everybody. It's going to be a long episode.
We're gonna do them. So prepare yourselves. No.
Let's just say first person.
I don't know. Yeah.
First person to 15 wins. Or no, not really. How about you do 20 questions?
I lose.
All right.
Just so 20 questions.
I expect John to blow us out of the water, and Barry will come in second, and I'll get four.
Question number one. What did Master Yoda tell Obi-Wan Kenobi that he should be mindful of?
Mindful of your
They are all multiple choice. The Force, Barry.
What?
He was guessing too.
Hey, you should be mindful of the Force.
All right. What did Luke Skywalker do toward the end of the Battle of Yavin that distressed the rebels?
Oh, he turned off his targeting computer.
Correct, John. Who said, there'll be no escape for the princess this time?
Grand Moff Tarkin? Or, I mean...
The Darth Vader.
For the princess this time...
C-3PO.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Michael got it.
Oh, well. That was
like a gimme. You're going to give me a point.
But they're going to start going.
I'm taking that point away.
That's right.
Get away. I don't want it.
Who attacked R2-D2 and disabled him as he was traversed? Correct. You redeemed yourself.
The only person who's ever really
attacked said... Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. John and Michael.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you were late.
Way late.
Yeah, you
were. According to Luke Skywalker, if there was a bright center to the universe, what was on Tatooine? What was Tatooine?
The furthest from.
Furthest from.
John.
Michael
would have gotten it eventually.
Yeah, I would have gotten eventually.
Spit it out. Slow.
Dude, Barry, you have to watch the trilogy again.
No, we're just beating it.
What?
Hunch.
What did Princess Leia announce? Excuse me. What did Princess Leia announce the Millennium Falcon had lost when they were under attack by TIE fighters after escaping the Death Star?
Hyperdrive.
No. We lost our shields.
No. We
lost...
All sense of reason. I don't know.
We've lost our...
Lateral controls.
What?
Lateral controls.
Okie dokie.
She'll hold together.
Who said, I find your lack of faith disturbing?
Darth Vader.
John.
Yeah, he started saying duh, and I was like,
it was just too duh. Yeah, I was like,
duh, I'm not
that's too easy. But they're hard and easy. See, the lateral controls was hard. That was easy.
Sure.
Where did the exhaust port the Rebel pilots had to target lead directly to?
The reactor core.
The center of the Death Star.
The reactor system.
Reactor system.
Man. That was really close. I don't know. I'm not going to give you points because I'm that mean.
Okay.
Yeah, he takes away
bring
points.
C-3PO.
Who did Darth Vader think was missing from a consular ship?
The ambassador.
Correct.
Oh, if this is a consular ship, then where?
There's the ambassador.
What were Han Solo's last words to Luke Skywalker before the battle?
I know.
The Force be with you.
Yes.
Oh, dang Han. It! I thought it was gonna be the last words for Princess Leia in.
Nope.
What did Owen Lars tell C-3PO to do?
Talk to the moisture
evaporators
find out what's wrong with the. Dang it. Something like that. Talk to it.
Shut up.
Oh.
He's the only person in the whole series just told. Well.
No, Han Solo does a couple times.
No, Han Solo says never tell me odds, and then Princess Leia turns him off.
Yeah, so, would you shut that thing off?
Yeah. Who asked, who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool?
Obi-Wan.
Yeah. John said Obi-Wan, Michael said Kenobi, so I'll give you both
Ben
a
Kenobi.
Point.
Yeah.
What did Han Solo call Obi-Wan Kenobi?
An old man. Yeah.
You are all wrong. An old fossil.
Old fossil. Oh. Where did you dig up that old fossil?
Yeah, that's right.
Where did Owen Lars tell Luke Skywalker he wanted R2-D2 and C-3PO to be working on the condensers in the morning.
Fields. I want them working in the fields in the morning.
Say what you said previously.
The harvest. No. Dang it.
The South Ridge.
South Ridge.
Dang. That's a tough one.
Why was C-3PO reluctant to go in the direction R2-D2 was suggesting after their escape
pod? It's far too rocky. It's far
correct,
too...
John.
Okay, yeah. It's far too rocky. Yeah, I can't.
Too rocky. Mm-hmm. Who exclaimed, "Into the garbage chute, flyboy"?
Leia.
Han Solo. Oh,
Leia.
Oh yeah, it was Leia. That's right.
Han is
it was too Han Solo.
Who said?
Was there any doubt?
Your sad devotion to that ancient religion has not given you the clairvoyance enough to conjure up the stolen data tapes.
Princess Leia.
The guy that he chokes to death.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Admiral Motti.
Motti.
Oh, yes.
See, these are good questions.
Yeah, they're back and forth.
According to C-3PO, in how many locations was the tractor beam coupled to the main reactor on the Death Star?
Four.
Two.
I said three.
Seven. What word did Grand Moff Tarkin receive about the Imperial Senate?
That it had been disbanded.
Dismantled.
It dissolved, but
dissolved.
I'll give John...
Dissolved, no, dissolved.
I'm not going to give you a credit.
What?
You're wrong.
You're winning by like 10 points.
It was dissed.
It wasn't a system reactor. You know, a reactor system, not that. No.
Who destroyed the Death Star?
Luke Skywalker.
Michael! Oh, you guys. There's easy ones in there.
Yeah, Lando
so
Calrissian.
Easy it stumps all of you.
Well, I was waiting for clarification. I didn't know if it was like the first one. The Death Star in New Hope or the Death Star in Return of the Jedi.
That's a good point.
The second Death Star.
What did C-3PO think he had found when he spotted the Sandcrawler from afar?
Help rescue... A transport.
Yes, John, transport.
Man.
How many points were we going to? 15? All right.
Who
said good against remotes is one thing, good against the living?
Han Solo.
John, or Michael.
No, that's Michael.
Yeah, that's me.
What was Luke Skywalker referring to when he said, what a piece of junk?
The Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
John. What did Luke Skywalker say Han Solo was best at when Han refused to help the battle
take care
of the
of
Death Star? Correct, John.
What's funny is I hear the answer and I'm like, that's the answer.
That's correct.
But yeah, it's like, you are correct.
And Barry's like, pick me up when it's over.
Yeah, I'm like,
R2-D2 to tell Luke Skywalker he belonged to
Obi-Wan Kenobi or Ben Kenobi.
Michael.
That's funny. I never remember owning a droid.
Why couldn't Luke, Han, Leia, and Chewbacca blast their way out of the trash compactor?
Because if they magnetic sealed, yeah.
Oh. John said it first, but Michael was quick. I'll give you both points.
Because it was magnetically sealed.
We've already tried that.
Barry.
Put that away or get us all killed.
This one's easy for Barry. I'll make it up.
oh, what is Yoda's name?
I was going to say, who is the short green guy with long ears?
The Grinch. I don't know.
All right. What mission did Princess Leia give Obi-Wan Kenobi?
To take her to Alderaan.
To
warn Alderaan.
Oh no! To fight with the rebels.
No, you were close.
To take the Death Star files to Alderaan.
Right, and who had the Death Star files?
R2-D2.
Yeah. So
take the droid to Alderaan.
To Alderaan. Ah, okay. It's very specific. This is a military mission. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, there is no.
What did the Millennium Falcon's log read when the Imperials checked it on the Death Star?
The escape pods. Jettisoned.
That there was a
malfunction on the ship.
The crew abandoned ship right after takeoff is what the answer on this card says.
Ship right after takeoff.
Yeah.
Did Phil Brown play?
What character did Phil Brown play?
Boba Fett. No. That was Jeremy. Phil Brown.
Jeremy.
Darth Vader.
Phil Brown played Grand Moff Tarkin. I don't know.
Owen Lars.
Wow.
Oh.
Who played Chewbacca?
Peter.
Peter.
Sure. No, we got a Peter
answer.
All right. If John gets a point, the game's over. You better answer it correctly, guys.
Right. Oh, man.
Which character did Shella Fraser play?
She played the Admiral in Return of the Jedi. Admiral.
No, she was the lady in A New Hope.
Aunt Beru.
Beru
Lars. Who supplied the voice for Darth Vader?
James Earl Jones.
Gosh.
Jerry.
John. Did you see John? John was like, it's almost like he's like, I know this so much, it can't come out.
Which actor played Wedge Antilles?
Oh, I don't know his name.
I don't know his
Dennis name. Dennis Lawson.
What?
Dennis what?
Bob.
Dennis Lawson.
Dennis Lawson.
Which character was inside R2-D2? And John is the winner of Geeky Trivia.
Gee.
Yay.
If there was any doubt.
No, okay. Not with Star Wars.
These are the cards we got through. These are the cards we still had left.
Nice.
And there's two decks of these cards.
Each card isn't only one question, is it?
No, there's three questions per card. And this trivia game is also cool. It's because they've got picture cards, which you have to arrange in chronological order.
Oh.
So what happened first?
You have to look at the picture and put them in chronological order, and if you get them wrong, you get points taken away from you.
Oh, that's
nice.
Cool. Now, is this a fairly new game that came out?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you can get it at Walmart.
Star Wars games.
All right.
That'll help me brush up on my Star Wars. Brush up the Star Wars.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find out all our information at theclosetgeek.net. And we're grateful for Doghouse Systems for their affiliation. Use the code CLOSETGEEK for a free 120-gigabyte SSD on your gaming PC purchase. And use our Amazon affiliate link for all of your online shopping. And don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff on our iTunes and Stitcher. And join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.